CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Yes. Yes, all right, Eleanor. Thanks for calling. No, no, it wasn't too early. We're both up. He's just coming down to breakfast. Yes.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Well, we'll be seeing you, Eleanor. All right. Goodbye.
Oh, who are you talking to, boy? Isn't it a beautiful morning?
Eleanor, there's your orange juice.
What's the matter with you?
Eleanor was bringing her children over early for a swim in the lake. Now she's not coming. She's taking them off somewhere else for the day for a picnic, she said.
Well, why look so gloomy about it? Does it matter?
Don't try to pretend. You know perfectly well why she isn't coming. She's mad, along with Myra and Anne and the Smiths and the Hadleys and heaven goodness knows how many of our other friends.
Look, if they're all going to be so darn petty and so small-minded. Look, I don't want to talk about it. It's over and done with. Start of a new week. It's a beautiful day, and the heck with it.
Well, it isn't over and done with. You know how touchy people are about their children.
Look, if people are going to enter their kids in a baby contest, they ought to be good sports about it. Everybody can't win. Besides, I was only one of those judges.
You should never have said you'd be a judge in a baby contest at all. I told you to get out of it. That you'd antagonize all our friends who had entered their children, and you knew.
I didn't know when I accepted. I didn't even think about it. And by the time you told me, it was already announced that I was one of the judges.
Yeah.
Now, look, they all couldn't win. Anyhow, isn't it better that we picked a little boy and a girl for king and queen that none of us knew at all? I mean, you and I would have been in a worse spot if I'd picked little Sally Lundell and did not pick Myra's Nancy, for example. I mean...
Yes, I suppose that would have been worse. Well, I'm just sorry you got involved in it at all.
Well, I am too.
Embarrassing,
I am too.
And it's...
But look, it is over and done with, and our friends will simmer down. Don't worry. It's just a tempest in a teacup.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Mother, I'll never finish these curtains.
Couldn't I finish them home on my machine?
Would you? With the headaches and muscular aches and pains I've had lately, I don't do half I should.
Nobody feels very ambitious with those discomforts. Better do something to get relief.
But how?
I'd try Doane's pills.
Right. Doane's pills are an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains... may come on with overexertion, emotional upset, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's pills today. To save money, buy Doane's big economy size.
Fred, may I come in?
Oh, hi.
Guess I should have said Mr. Beitner, huh? Hey, what an elegant office. You've been telling me to stop up and see the new place, so I... thought I'd drop in.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid I'm just on my way to an appointment.
How come you didn't show up for lunch, Fred? I mean, none of the gang was there.
Well, I don't know where the rest of them were. I got tied up.
Oh?
Yeah. Well, as I said, I've got to dash to a meeting.
No, wait a minute, will you? Are you sore about something?
Sore? What should I be sore about?
Oh, now, look, come off it, Fred. You know darn well.
No, I don't know darn well.
Now, look, Fred, when I told Myrtle Ainsley, or whatever her name was, last week that I would be judge of the baby contest at that Rainbow Lake Festival on Saturday, I had no idea what I was getting into. I mean, just put yourself in my place, Fred. I was in a spot. And don't forget, I was only one of the judges, you know?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Wait a minute. You certainly don't think I'm sore because my kid didn't win.
Well,
I never even gave it a thought. The fact is, I'm not sore at you about anything. That's why I said I didn't know what you were talking about. I was really tied up here at the office. That's why I didn't get to lunch. And I do have a meeting right now. It's just been a heck of a day, that's all.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it, Fred. I thought, I mean, you know, some of our other friends are kind of put out about the darn contest. And, Well, frankly, Fred, between you and me, the other two judges were friends, and, well, I think they'd gotten together, because when I said that my choice was your little Peggy, why, they...
Peggy? Her name is Patty.
Oh, I mean Patty.
I bet you didn't even know my little girl when you saw her.
No, look, Fred,
excuse me. As I said, pal, I have to go to a meeting.
For goodness sakes, you certainly knew that Fred and Eleanor's youngest was named Patty.
Well,
now, you
Patty,
knew
Peggy,
that.
Pammy, Penny, Polly, I don't know. The kids nowadays all sounded like these Sandys and Susies and Sallys and Judys.
No
and
wonder Fred was mad.
Look, Fred was mad when I walked into his office. He pretended he never gave the baby contest a second thought. He says, oh, no. He wasn't sure about a thing, but I could tell he was.
Then to get his daughter's name wrong, I'll bet Fred was right. I'll bet you really didn't know Patty when you saw her in the contest. Did you? Did you know Patty when she walked around? Did you know her?
Honey.
No, that was Fred's.
Now, darling, look. All those children were cute. They were. Now, every single one of those kids was as cute as a nickel. I mean, it was ridiculous to pick one little girl and one little boy to be king and queen because every single child there was cute. And when I saw them parading in front of us, I wondered how we'd ever, you know, single it down. And all those mothers and fathers, of course, were watching us with gimlet eyes and muttering to themselves.
Well, I certainly would never want to judge a baby contest. I'm surprised you weren't mobbed when the decision was made. I really am.
As soon as we made the decision, we judges just jumped in our cars and tore off.
I have to start dinner. Betsy has Bobby outside. She was sort of hoping you'd go swimming with him when you got home.
Yeah, all right, fine. You know, I do feel funny, though, about Fred.
You said our friends will get over it in time.
I mean, it's so silly. If they just put themselves in my position, they'd know that I couldn't have picked every one of their children, and I wasn't the only judge.
All right. Why don't we forget it? I mean, let's stop talking about it, huh? Go on, get into your swimming truck. Oh, you get it. Must be the paper boy. The day he collects and I haven't any change.
All right. I'll see him. I got some change. And I'll talk to him also about throwing the paper in the bushes the way he does.
Check the catch on that front screen door, Sue, will you? There doesn't seem to be catching properly.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Mr. Piper.
Oh, yes. How do you do? I mean, I was expecting the paper boy.
My name is Roe. Mrs. Walker J. Roe. I'd like to talk to you, if I may, if you have a few minutes.
Oh, yes, of course. Wouldn't you come in? Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Walker. My wife just said this green door wasn't catching properly. She just said, come in, won't you? Come in.
I didn't get a chance to meet you on Saturday. I was the chairman of the Rainbow Lake Festival, and I had to be in a dozen places at once.
Oh.
The baby contest was over.
Oh, don't talk about that baby contest. I'm sorry I was ever a judge. My friends are all indignant that I didn't pick their children.
Well, I'm afraid the baby contest is exactly what I've come to talk to you about. I'm going around to see the other two judges to see if anything can be done about it.
What do you mean, done about what?
Didn't you know? The little boy you selected as the king should never have been in the contest. He's from out of town, from Fairbanks, Alaska. He was just visiting his grandparents, and his grandmother entered him in the contest.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't see what we can do about it now.
But I have to do something. I'm nearly out of my mind with all the phone calls I've had. Everybody blames me. I suppose it's a $25 prize money, which I was opposed to from the very beginning, but the committee voted me down. And now the mothers are calling me up to say the little boy should be disqualified and the money returned and given to the runner-up.
Well, we didn't pick any runner-up. I mean, we selected a girl and a boy for king and queen.
I know, but I thought if you judges could get together and now give me the name of another little boy in the contest, we could pretend you had considered him, and...
Excuse me, I certainly don't think you should take a prize away from a child after you've awarded it to him. No. Look, Mrs. Roe, please leave me out of all this, which I've had enough headache with it anyhow.
I can't leave you out of it. You were one of the judges. One of the women said she was writing a letter to the editor. Another said she was a friend of the mayor's. And if this stirs up a hornet's nest, the city council can refuse to let us use the pavilion grounds next year for the festival. And with the election coming up, our representative, who was honorary chairman of the festival, doesn't want to antagonize the voters.
No, for the love of Mike, please just leave me out of it. Please just leave me out of
it. What is the matter?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Something for the birds? Well, about all we can offer in that department is the annual reminder that it's time for all you birds to keep a sharp eye peeled for woolly worms. Now, something for people? Well, listen to this.
This is Gary Moore, and I'm saying now that Bing and Rosie are the kind of company I appreciate on CBS Radio.
Bing Crosby here, and the attractive blonde at my side is Miss Rosemary Clooney.
Hi there.
And that's just a bird's eye view, more or less, of what you can expect each and every morning, Monday through Friday, over CBS Radio. There's Art Linkletter's House Party, Arthur Godfrey, Gary Moore and Durward Kirby, and Bing and Rosie. All on CBS Radio to entertain you. And that's not for the birds, either.
Well, my goodness, dear, I think you should have let me give that woman a cup of tea or something. She shouldn't have gone off like that. Driving a car, she was nearly hysterical. I don't think you were very nice to her.
I was nice to her. I just don't want any more now, this baby contest. I've had enough of it.
Well, I certainly didn't realize there was $25 involved.
Oh, yeah, sure, $25 to each one. The boy who was chosen to be the king and the girl chosen to be the queen each gets
$25. Well, I don't think once a prize has been awarded to a child like that it should be taken back.
Johnny, don't you realize the boy who was picked doesn't live here?
I know.
You know where he lives? He lives in Fairbanks, Alaska. He was visiting his grandparents here.
I know that, but I don't think since he won fairly that he should be asked to return the money, or his grandparents should be asked, even if he's disqualified. I mean, if they want to announce that the runner-up is now king of the baby contest, they should raise another $25 to give him. That's what they should
do. There was no runner-up. I told you that they were all cute kids. We just decided we had to pick arbitrarily. We had to pick one boy and one girl. So what we did was practically close our eyes and point. Look, I don't want to talk any more about it. I'm going to get into my swimming trunks. To heck with it. Betsy's waiting, and I'm going swimming.
Alaska's one of our newest states. I don't think the boy should be disqualified at all just because he was here visiting. That's a terrible thing to do. Not only to the child, but to Alaska.
I
mean it. I think we should have more sense of gracious hospitality. Taking his prize money and his king's crown away from a little boy? Be fine publicity in the papers in Alaska. They'd be furious.
Well,
I wouldn't blame them.
I don't think we're going to have our own little private war with Fairbanks, Alaska, over a baby contest.
I have a school friend who lives in Alaska, and she's just darling.
What has that got to do with anything?
I don't know, but the issue at stake is no longer a baby contest. I'll write a letter to the editor myself. And if the representative thinks he can win votes by appeasing a few influential parents whose children didn't win, I will line up the women's club squarely behind this issue, and he'll see the voters he won't get.
No, honey, please, now I ask you, please. Just stay out of it, will you?
Stay out of it? It's too late, dear. We're in it.
No, darling.
Now, I warned you not to be a judge in a baby contest. And if you'd listened to me, I wouldn't have had to withdraw Bobby's name. And your own son, who is just darling, might have been crowned king and gotten $25.
Okay,
too,
okay.
Which I thought it would be
okay.
$25.
Never
darling.
Again. I am telling you, never again.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins speaking.